This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the decline in tuberculosis incidence is an outcome of India's dedicated and innovative efforts. Commending the country's progress, Mr. Modi said in a social media post that through a collective spirit, the government will keep working towards a TB-free India. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, India has recorded a decline of 17.7% in TB incidence from 2015 to 2023. This rate is more than double the global decline of 8.3%. Sharing this information in a social media post yesterday, Health Minister J.P. Nadda emphasized that this acknowledgement reflects India's transformative approach to TB care and control. He mentioned that the government has expanded and strengthened the National TB Elimination Program by taking key initiatives such as Nikshay Poshan Yojana to provide essential nutritional support to TB patients. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India has put in place a framework in which its relationship with Australia will grow further in the times to come. He emphasized that the shift in the relationship between the two countries was not accomplished on autopilot, but rather through efforts, leadership and ambition on both sides. Addressing the Indian diaspora at the University of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia, on the first leg of his two-nation tour this evening, Mr. Jaishankar said India is on a high-growth trajectory and wants to grow with the world. The minister further said that India has comprehensive strategic partnership with select countries in the world, and Australia happens to be one. During his speech, Dr. Jaishankar noted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Australian government, global dynamics and the efforts of the Indian diaspora were the key factors in the advancement of India-Australia relations. The External Affairs Minister is on a five-day visit to Australia from today. He will inaugurate the fourth Indian consulate in Australia and Brisbane tomorrow. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart, Penny Wong, in Canberra. In the Kashmir rally, at least 10 civilians sustained injuries in a grenade attack at Sunday Market outside the office of Akashwani in Srinagar this afternoon. As per reports, suspected terrorists lobbed a grenade at a security forces vehicle, which missed the intended target and exploded on the road. Police have cordoned off the area and launched a massive search operation to nab the attackers responsible for the terror crime. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said if the BJP is voted to power in Jharkhand, the party will put all corrupt leaders in the state behind bars. Addressing an election rally at Simaria in Chatra, Mr. Shah said the BJP is not contesting elections just to remove Hemant Soren from power, but to bring a change in Jharkhand. Mr. Shah said it is time to oust the anti-Dalit, anti-tribal, anti-poor and anti-youth Hemant government from Jharkhand, which is fueling Naxalism for petty political gains. Mr. Shah added that the Prime Minister Modi-led centre will wipe out Naxalism from India by March 2026. With just one day left for withdrawal of nominations for assembly polls in Maharashtra, political parties are trying to pacify their rebel candidates. According to reports, around 36 candidates from the Mahayuti and 26 candidates from the Mahavikas Aghadi have turned rebel. The candidates have filed nominations against each other and have created friendly contests among the allies in many constituencies. The government today said that over 90 lakh tons of paddy have arrived in the Punjab mandis. Out of this, over 85 lakh tons were procured by state agencies and the Food Corporation of India, FCI, in Punjab. One of the biggest festivals of Manipur, Ningol Chakuba, was held across the state with religious fervour and gaiety. This is the biggest festival of the Meitei community, but the scenario has changed from last many years with the participation of different communities in the festival. India's Malvika Bansal lost the women's singles final at the Hilo Open 2024 badminton tournament in Saarbrücken, Germany today. Seeded sixth at the BWF Super 300 tournament, Malvika Bansal lost to Denmark's Mia Blichfeldt, the seventh seed, by a 21-10, 21-15 scoreline. And that is the end of this news bulletin.